Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with Red Wine.
Hey, everybody. This is Red Wine with a long, long stem.
And Miss Kettle.
Hey, that's Kettle with the yellow top, baby.
All right. And we're here to inform and make you abreast of things going on, everything happening. Kettle, let them know what our lineup is for this evening, if you don't mind.
All right. We got the Essence Festival wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
Red Wine and Papa Didi did the daggone thing. They went on down and
yes,
I think they changed the name of New Orleans down there.
Yes, we did. So they Island.
Uh-oh. So they're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got the Hot Topics. We got The View and talk about the Emmys and a little bit of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
We got What's Popping with Papa Didi, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He got to keep his abreast on that. I'm just saying with long stem red wine.
Hello.
We got the weird news going on. Of course, I'm going to do the Hollywood wrap-up.
Yeah.
And we got to do the last word, but then we got a couple of new segments that we kind of want to introduce tonight.
Here we are.
One is the Living for the City.
Living for the City.
Papa Didi, he gonna break it down.
Yeah, I'm going to break it down, Living for the City.
And then we got the Kiss It. Kiss it, kiss it list.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We got a few people that called in, too, on the kiss it list. But we're going to get to that in the short. But we're going to get to this Essence Festival wrap-up now. What y'all got going on?
Well, me and Red Wine went down to the Essence Festival and checked out a show or two and check out the ambience that the Essence Festival in New Orleans every year, 4th of July, which is fested. With everything you need, food, drinks, concerts at the Superdome. Wow, we saw Prince. We saw Niles Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And Sheik. He's the lead member of Sheik. He brought out the young lady from Sister Sledge.
We are family.
All right.
And Janelle Monáe.
Ooh.
That was Friday night. That was Prince's show.
You got to get on the tight
rope. And to see Prince is a one-time life experience. If you get the opportunity to see him, you need to check him out. It's the closest thing to Michael Jackson.
What do you have on?
He was just wearing his
little... He looked pretty normal, but he still was rocking that bush.
Yeah, he still got that
outfit. I'm talking about, did he have his purple on?
No.
Everybody else had on purple.
Everybody else.
Everybody came to represent, huh?
They sure did.
Yeah, everything was wonderful. And just the... Overall, then we just checked out the city, went to the convention center and, ran Al Sharpton and Tyrese.
Oh, man. We saw Tyrese. You talk about chocolate vine right there.
Oh, watch out now. Watch out now.
Bam.
My city closed me. Watch out now.
Hey, it's all business.
Chocolate
it's all
vine.
Business.
Yeah, we was up there on business.
Yeah. Monkey business.
Did we share a room? No, we didn't. We're here to talk about gossip. We're here to make gossip. Anyway, wow.
Yeah,
other than that, the restaurants, I want to give a shout-out to the Oyster Factory.
Wow, yeah, the Oyster Factory.
And the owner down there is named Carmella.
Yeah, Mr.
Carmella.
C.
Yeah, Mr. C. Treat us like royalty down there.
All right, now. Yeah.
Once you go to New Orleans, see, I don't say New Orleans.
New Orleans, no.
Once you've been in New Orleans, you don't say New Orleans. Mm-hmm. If you're still saying New Orleans, you've never been.
New Orleans.
And
yeah.
After a while, you're going to say, nah. That's when you're seasoned.
If you call it New Orleans,
if you say New Orleans,
you're a tourist.
You're a tourist, yeah.
Okay.
You're taking pictures of the,
So what'd you guys actually say?
As a matter of fact, it was so booked and the prices were kind of pricey in New Orleans that we stayed
ridiculous.
We stayed down in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Wow.
Which is 1 hour
right beautiful.
Down the road. Which
right
is nice.
Off the beach?
Right off the beach, right down
gorgeous.
Baltimore, Mississippi, mm. and saved a lot. Paid a normal price for a hotel. Mm.
Yeah, it's only an hour outside of New Orleans.
Hour straight down Route
10. But not bad at
all. Have any beaches, anything like that?
Oh, the beach is gorgeous.
The beach in
wow.
Gulfport, Mississippi.
The beach on Route 90 just goes for miles and miles.
Did they have the little cocktails with the umbrellas?
I'm sure they
did. Well, they gave you the cocktail and the umbrella. What you wanted to do with it, you know.
I know, that's right.
But it was lovely. It was a lovely experience, and I'll come back later with my what's popping session to talk about some of the pros and cons of things there. And
but we had a great time.
We had a great
I'm looking
time
forward
overall.
To next year.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie closed it out.
He
wow.
closed it out.
Is my
Charlie.
Girl there?
Yeah, she was there Saturday night. Mary
J.B.
Jane.
Mary
J.B.
Was there Saturday.
Yeah,
J.B.
Erykah
Badu.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, we saw Erykah.
And this is all at the Superdome, which is a big, huge air
she had her seven babies with her?
No, but she had on a hat bigger than Pharrell.
Yeah,
ooh.
She wore a big old hat.
That
she
saw something.
Like,
she saw something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember that cartoon character, Quick Draw McGraw?
Yeah.
She had on one of those hats.
Go ahead, Erica. I know she turned it off, though.
Oh, she did her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When she hit Bag Lady. She had that place rocking.
Yeah.
I know she did.
That's her theme song.
They probably sang the whole day on song four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And Uncle Charlie turned
Uncle
it
Charlie,
out.
He's
Charlie
he's
Wilson.
Did he have on his wife? His wife?
He changed about, what, three or four
he
times?
He did a Diana Ross
shut
week.
Up. Shut up.
He did the daggone thing.
Yeah, he was good.
I know
good.
That's right.
That
I mean, it was well worth it. It. You know, if you're going to little things during the year, you know, like little jazz things or all that, you know, sometimes you may want to forego that and just go to one big thing, the Essence Festival on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be completely satisfied because I've got my fix on it. So if I don't go nowhere until December, I'm straight.
Yeah, I know, that's
so,
right. All right.
Know. But any event, right, we're hanging out, by the way, at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C., at the POV Club. You can reach us at 914-803-4306. Or online, you can reach us at apajamaparty.com and follow the prompts to tune into the show. Like I said, 914-803-4306. Tell a friend to bring a friend and...
They can press one too.
Press
they,
one if you're gonna if you wanna get in and make a comment on some of our comments.
Oh, we gonna get right. in some hot
yeah,
hot
to,
topics.
Yeah,
it's getting hot in here.
Oh,
we're gonna take a small break here and we'll be back in a moment.
All right.
It's the Friday night adult talk show, The Pajama Party, on Blog Talk Radio, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Visit us online at www.apajamaparty.com. Click the banner and you can join us online or call us right now at 914-803-4306. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and call us now, 914-803-4306, and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved up front just for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Pass it on. Now let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the Pajama Party. That better not be my robe.
Yeah, we're back at the Pajama Party. Kelly,
hey.
What you got there you want
to
talk about?
The Kiss It List. Just to give you guys a brief little snippet about the Kiss It List,
mm-hmm.
You guys can call in. You guys can text. You guys can email us.
You can tweet us.
That's what I'm talking about. And the Kiss It List is anybody that's gotten on your last nerve,
right.
And you want to tell them to kiss it.
Kiss
there you go. We'll say it for you. If you can't say it,
that's
just,
right.
Just let us know. We'll say it.
We will put them on the list.
Yep, we got a few people on the list, but that's gonna probably be close to the end. But we'll tell you who said kiss it. So what else you got on the Essence Festival, Papa?
We had a situation there where when we first got there, just one of the cons of it. We first got there on Friday night to see the Prince concert, and the doors had opened until like 6:30. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know when they were going to open. They said it's going to open at 6. The people were lined up around the Superdome.
Wow.
And that was such an atrocity because, you know, we all had reserved tickets. It wasn't like it was general seating and everybody trying to get in there to, you know.
I think they weren't ready or Prince wasn't there.
It was just,
no,
you know.
I'm sure Prince was there.
Sometimes when you get down below the major, when you get down,
and all of them tripping,
once you get below down there, everybody is just like, you know. And it was 100 degrees. And this
was
6:30 at night. 6:30 at night.
It was hotter than 10 levels lower than hell.
Yeah.
And everybody was out there.
How do you know? You been there?
Yeah,
I've
gotten
shit from
there,
anyway,
and they say it is hot.
Wait a minute, that's funny. Steve Harvey was talking about today. I'm going to get you off track, Father, but he was talking about some place in Texas, and they had a sign, and it said hell.
Uh-huh.
Must be hell, Texas.
It's a place in the Caribbean called hell.
Wow.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, once they let everybody in, and we all got situated and all that, and then you're sitting there, and if you get there early, now you're going through the commercial thing with, what's the gentleman's name? Speaking of Steve Harvey.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, yeah, he's
crazy.
He's
the host.
He's crazy.
And he's playing McDonald's commercials and
Ford
commercials.
And
you're not going to get that on the pajama party.
No, we don't.
Unless somebody making us, you know, fat, rich, crazy, we ain't sponsoring nobody. We got our own commercials.
My girl Tamar said, hashtag, ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
Those commercials ran for a solid hour.
For a solid hour. Commercials about, you know, McDonald's and Ford over and over and over again. They sponsored, but damn. You know what I mean? I was just blue in the face with 365 black, and all I've seen in
McDonald's
is black folks dumping trash and mopping floors. I haven't seen them do anything.
How long we know McDonald's been around? We know what's on the menu.
Oh, it was a mess.
It was crazy.
Uncle Tommy out there, like, he's just kissing mad ass on the whole thing. I guess, you know,
he's
getting paid.
He's
getting
paid.
But Lord knows.
And then they had, you know, I don't want to speak bad of the brother. I'm sure he tried.
Yeah.
But DJ Nice, I'm going to call him out.
Yeah, he had a DJ there.
DJ Nice is the DJ's name.
Yeah.
This dude really needs to get it together.
Yeah.
Because he was out there trying to play music in between all of these crazy commercials.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what he would do is he would get, like, say, for example, he would pull a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
And he would hit the very first part of the intro and get the whole place ready to jam.
Uh-huh.
And then he would switch up to something totally different.
That
the beats didn't even
match. That wasn't even in line with flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm not a DJ, but I do understand about BPM, which is beats per minute. You're supposed to match up the beats per minute
to keep
the groove going. I know what I'm talking about.
You're done there.
You're supposed to match
up. Everything.
Hey, I'm supposed to match that thing up and keep the groove going. He would just switch up from something totally unrelated, and then he was chopping that stuff up so bad, it was crazy.
Wow.
And then he would talk so fast, I couldn't understand anything until he said, let's go. At the end, he would be like, let's go.
But other than that, once Prince came on, well, Janelle Monae came on first, and then we got Niles Rodgers with the Chic Review, and they played everything from Freak Out and Clams on a Half Shell and Roller Skates, and he did the song that he wrote for David Bowie, Let's Dance.
Next Day.
He did all that.
And
then Prince came out.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff that we
Niles Rodgers is
he's a bad dude.
Oh, he's a bad dude.
Well, he helped Pharrell get them those.
Oh, they did that song too. The one he did for Daft Punk. What's it called? She's Out to Get Lucky.
I'm out to get lucky.
So
the brother's old school, but he won stuff in the new school.
I know that's
But anyway, you know, other than that, like I said, if you get the opportunity to go to the Essence Festival on the 4th of July weekend in July, you know, it's a festive experience that is hot as hell. It is hot, so take an umbrella or something like the Asian folks, honey. Take you an umbrella. But other than that, just walking around and experiencing different things, eating and drinking.
Hanging out on Bourbon Street.
A whole nother story.
That's a whole nother show.
Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Like I said, our number you want to call us is 914. You can comment about whatever you want to talk about. This is an adult party, and we talk about everything. 914-803-4306. Press 1 if you want to be pressing the queue to talk to us. or you can hit us up on the web at apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C. at the POV Club.
Woo!
Up on the top floor.
We're going to come back with some more hot topics.
Yes, we are.
This right is now. The Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello. You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner. But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the Pajama Party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
Hey, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa D.D., here
Woo!
With red wine and kettle.
Woo! With a yellow top.
The yellow top.
Long
stem. Long stem. Anyway, we're going to get to some of these hot topics going on. There's a lot going on.
It sure is.
There's a lot going on. You know, Kelly, you want to
sure. I don't know if you guys heard lately about The View.
Yeah,
it's official. Woo, woo, woo. Rosie, Crazy O'Donnell is returning back as a host of The View.
Oh, my God.
Rosie O'Donnell returns as co-host of The View.
Drama host, honey.
The host is back after...
Crazy host.
She's back after being on the show before from 2006 to 2007.
Uh-huh.
With the show, she was famously crashed by Donald Trump and even some of her former View hosts.
That was good TV,
hosts.
Though.
Yeah, it was. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Remember Elizabeth Hasselbeck? Well,
they
got back and forth.
Yeah, she's a...
Then after The View, she ended up going to Oprah's network. I don't know how that worked out
for
her.
It didn't work too well.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But she was an Emmy nominee, five-time Emmy nominee.
What?
She won in 1999.
Mm.
And then she made two appearances, and she was a guest in 2014.
You know what? That's why I put the Emmy nominating committee on the Kiss It list.
We have a Kiss It list with everybody who's been just acting the fool lately.
Yeah.
And if you want to call in and put somebody on the kissing list, it could be a neighbor, a friend, brother, sister.
Rosie, enemy,
a celebrity, a politician.
That's right.
A frenemy, whatever that
I
is.
I like that, a frenemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So call in 914-803-4306 or reach us at apajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel. At the POV. I think Papa Didi, he done renamed his POW. we had too many cocktails, so we at the POW Hotel. The top
POW Hotel at the V Hotel. The POW at the V Hotel.
So I'm thinking we should start a pool and take some bets on how long is Rosie going to last this
ooh,
time.
Oh,
ooh,
not at all.
Ooh, I don't know.
We'll be
I give
into
her about
the first
7
fight.
Months, maybe. I'm thinking 7 months.
If you're listening out there, call in and give us your opinion on what you think about this View move. Because I think that they're so drastic for ratings that they just, they grab the most risque stuff they can find out there. And
because that's what they've been advertising. Rosie and Donald, and you see them too, blah, blah, blah. So wait a minute. So Red Wine says 7 months. I said 4. What you think, Papa?
I think about 3. Days.
Three days. Ouch.
As soon as her and Whoopi get into it, they're not going to get rid of Whoopi. Whoopi's a movie star.
I thought they
Oscar were, winning movie star.
Yeah, I thought
they
were pretty tight, though. But if anybody got any comments, give us a call. 914-803-4306. We
and
got
press that. 1.
Press 1 to be queued in.
We appreciate the callers that are listening in.
All right, well,
but we want some interaction. Shoot, we tired of beating each other up.
Yeah.
If you're on the line now, you can still press 1 and join the queue so
just
that we can
1.
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Just press 1.
What else you have on the hot topics, Red Wine?
I'm wondering how many people have seen the video of that cop in L.A. beating down that sister.
Wow.
Because she was walking in the highway and he supposedly had to subdue her.
Yes.
But that man punched her like she stole his lunch.
Racial oppression.
I don't understand what that was about.
He wanted to get some racism off his chest.
That man wanted to get something off of something.
Well, it was like a Rodney King
that
thing,
woman
man.
Like he was really pissed
and
off.
And in 2014, did he not think anybody was watching?
No. I don't know, but what put him on the Kiss It list.
Yeah,
okay.
He's on the Kiss It
What's
list.
What's his name? I don't know. The cop
Joe White
Cop.
We'll call him Joe White
Cop. Joe White Cop.
That's his first
name.
All right.
First name Joe, middle name White, last name Cop.
Anybody want to put anybody on the Kiss It list, give us a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got him in there.
Yeah, all right, man.
That was such an atrocity.
Yeah.
And that woman ended up in the hospital.
Come on,
and then they tried. Yeah, she was in the hospital.
Well, you know,
you know what, though?
A lot of things, you know, just to make a comment on people of a certain age, you know, not to beat up any young people at all. But some people that are of a young age and weren't paying attention to history, he may have not even been born when the Rodney King situation went down.
Wow.
He might not have.
Okay.
I don't know how old that guy is.
So therefore, he may not have been aware of something that happened. But everybody ain't up on what's going down.
I was hoping maybe his brother, I mean, the dude was like ex-military.
Don't you ever call him a brother.
I'm sorry.
Don't
put that cocktail down.
We're going to put a little mark on the side here that Red Wine called Joe White Cop a brother. All right?
I'm hoping that he's ex-military and he suffered a flashback at that moment and thought he was the enemy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because, I mean, there's no other explanation for
But, you know, what I saw when I look at the video, and if you look at the video closely, she was very close to his gun in that position. He was so stupid of hitting her with all his with his fists when his gun was wide open. And if she would have just reached around to his waistline and grabbed his gun and blew his fool head off, then it would have been a whole nother story. It would have been, she's a murderer. Then he would have, well, she wouldn't have survived to know it because once she would have shot him, they would have put a gazillion bullets in her.
Wow.
But if you look at the video again, look how close or the opportunities that she had to take his gun because he was so busy throwing blows like George Foreman
with
Muhammad Ali,
right.
You know, on the ropes, the rope of dope move.
Yeah.
And he didn't even pay attention to a gun on his waistline.
And she's still in the hospital, isn't she?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just people, I just think that on that whole premise there with that, is that sometimes people of the other persuasion, we won't use color no more. In fact, we'll disguise it. When we want to talk white, we'll say gray.
Okay.
Anyway.
Great.
People
all
of the other persuasion sometimes thinks that black folks aren't connected to anything. So they have the right and the privilege to just beat us up and dog us out, sweep us up, and
I agree
us in
with
a little
you,
dustpan and chuck us in the trash, you know.
Yeah.
Just like when Michael Jordan's father was killed. If he didn't have, you know, gold-plated, you know, fillings in his mouth, he was in the morgue being as a John Doe.
Because
he had no ID until all
That's
of a sudden somebody said that, his dental work really looks good. Really work,
well,
you know,
what
really.
Is this world coming to? We want to hear your comments.
Yeah, call
Give
in,
us a
you
call.
Know.
914-803-4306.
Right. So we talk about it all. You know, we are up on what's going down. We all old folks in here. Everybody here, we 50 or better. So, but we supposed to look good.
Excuse me.
We look good, though. We look good.
I got the yellow top now, so
like
that's shining.
We 50 or better, so we know what's up, you know, because, hey, we ain't pulling no punches here. We're keeping it real and keeping it live because when you turn 50 years old, you don't give a shit anymore. Did I say shit? I damn sure did.
Bartender. Papa Didi cut off, too.
Cut off.
Where was he?
Let me ask you about this. Did you all see Joan Rivers?
Oh, Joan Rivers. Let's talk about it. Joan.
Twice this week.
Plastic face Joan.
Yeah.
She got 1,000 pounds of
silicone.
Silicone
on her.
She cannot be in heat over 72 degrees. She cannot be in cold under 54 degrees.
What's up with Joan Rivers? What happened with her?
Well, first
story.
Of all,
Red
she,
Wine,
she
tell
did this
story.
Interview on CNN,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did. Yes,
and
she did.
And, you know, she's promoting her new book.
Her
I think
book.
It's called
right.
The Diary of a Mad Diva,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah, something
she's
bullshit.
Promoting her book.
Mm-hmm.
And the person interviewing her,
this
who happens to be an African-American
woman
on CNN, started asking her about her wearing fur on the cover of her book.
Right.
Yeah.
And she freaked out.
for animal rights and all
she
that.
Sure is.
She freaked
and
out.
She lost it.
She freaked out.
She was
out.
Like, why are you being so negative? This whole interview has been negative from the beginning.
Only because
she's
been interviewed by
like,
a woman of color did she come out of her bag. Again, like Joe White Cop or Joe Gray Cop, excuse me. I'm going to use colors here.
All right.
Like I said, whenever anybody's in a situation with people of color, they feel like they got the right to smash.
That's
them.
Not right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
and they need
Frederica
to stop
Whitfield
that.
Was the interviewer.
Right.
Okay.
Interviewer for
yeah,
CNN.
Well
known.
Right.
Right.
Well known.
Right.
So
yeah.
She started asking her about the fur.
She answered that she had on leather shoes. She asked the
Frederica,
are
you wearing leather shoes?
Are you wearing leather shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes. Well, there you go.
Bye. She said, well, then shut up. Don't
talk
to me about
it. And she said, shut up there again
that.
Because Frederica was a woman of color. So they feel like they got the right to smash you. Anyway, now.
So she walked off the interview.
She walked off the interview. Pulled everything out of her ear. Walked off.
She took the
earpiece off
and said, this whole interview has been negative.
This is
and
live?
Yeah. She said, I am not
exactly.
doing it. She
I'm
took
not doing
earpiece
it.
Off and walked off.
Now, my question is this here. My question is here. Now, I don't mean to... You know, but if you have fur on your book cover, why didn't one of your handlers or one of your people in your camp say, Joan, you realize you got on fur on your, do you want to really do that fur on your book cover? So Joan was pissed because she really was pissed that her handlers didn't tell her that she was wearing fur on the book cover.
I guess
so
the handler
would fight,
huh?
Right, so she took it out on the CNN lady, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, that's not...
If you guys got a comment on what we're talking about, give us a call, 914-803-4306.
Well, let's add one more thing to the Joan Rivers thing. A couple of days ago, she said that Barack Obama was gay.
Yeah.
And
ow.
She said,
wow.
She,
wait, let me back up.
Yeah, let Red Wine say this.
See, what had happened was she had presided over a same-sex wedding. And after
Joan Rivers. Okay.
So she must have gotten whatever authority necessary
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Okay.
After it was over, somebody was trying to catch her for an interview and said, do you think that the next president will be gay or a woman? Which one do you think will have first? And she said, we already have that.
Mm.
Obama is gay. And Michelle is a tranny.
Tranny.
Wow.
And the person Michelle who is interviewing her said, tranny? What do you mean? She said, you know what I mean, transgender. Everybody
right.
knows
right.
that.
Right.
Calm down. Just
right.
calm down.
Are you
and she
yeah, she can talk all that stuff, but that term is called you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
What's up with Jones? What kind of pills? Look,
I don't know. You know she's 80, what? What is
she?
81.
She's still
80.
Acting.
Yes,
she's still walking around like
she is in her 80s.
Look, if anybody knows the 80s Joan Rivers,
help.
Give us a call. Because I don't believe
you know,
that.
They drawed her face 81. In like a, you know the trash bags in the kitchen with the red drawstring? Her face is drawn in like the red drawstring on a kitchen trash bag. That's how tight it was.
You say she was popping.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
She's a mess. Mm-mm. But she could talk about people when somebody's talking about her. She freaked out. I'm like, come on, girl, it's time. You know, there's a lot of people in the business that need to give it up. Thank God that Barbara Walters said, you know what, my ass done got old. I need to get
it's
up out of here. But if you look on TV nowadays, and I think Red Wine was speaking on this the other day, and we're going to do a segment on this on one of these Fridays. Some of the people on TV really need to pack it in.
Yeah,
and I'm a strong
one.
Advocate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man of a certain age, and we're all people of certain ages here on this particular show. But damn. Some people on TV are 70, even coaches in football, coaches in baseball. These coaches are 75, 80 years old. Are you kidding me? 70, 80 years old, still trying to hold down a damn job. Get out of the way and let somebody between 20 and 30 get a damn job.
I know that's right. Well, give us a call. You guys got a comment. 914-803-4306 or reach us on abajamaparty.com. We're hanging out at the W Hotel. We done renamed
right.
the day. Well,
POW.
I know that's right. We're going to take a little CC break, a little commercial. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Beyonce.
No!
It's Friday night, so run and tell somebody that the Pajama Party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. This is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout-out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern, so get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Red Wine and Kettle.
Woo! Hey, what's going on?
Doing our thing here. We're going to get into the part of the show that we call the What's Poppin'.
With Papa DJ.
With Papa DD. What's popping right now, really the hottest thing in the world, so to speak, is the LeBron James situation. Let's speak on that for a
moment. Oh, yeah.
Watch that, man.
Now, here's a brother. Whew, I don't know. Well, now, you know, with all the situations in Florida, you know, with, you know, Trayvon Martin and all that stuff, I can understand him getting up out of Florida. All right, because, you know, Florida is a lovely place to visit. I'm not going to put down the state because we actually drove to New Orleans and we drove through Florida to get there. But anyway, nice place to visit. But raising his two children there, I think that was probably his biggest concern. Raising a child in Miami is probably not very apropos. But to go back to somewhere where the place was burning your jersey like a bonfire.
Yeah, that was rough.
And was calling you all kinds of everything and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a savior. I think that right now, and he made a comment to the SportsIllustrated.com that he wants to go there and teach the different people that they have drafted, you know, to do this, to do that. But those guys are very young. And what he has to understand that, you know, a championship comes from a few young folks and a few seasoned individuals. And there's not a lot of season going on in Cleveland right now. And LeBron's going to be stuck in the same situation where he's going to be trying to play his heart out in order to win a game. I mean, I'm not wishing no bad luck or no ill situation on him, but the owner to say the things he did about LeBron, it almost reminds you of the Sterling situation where he came out his mouth with some stuff. But that owner of Cleveland was vicious, completely vicious. And I hope that LeBron got him straight and they talked about things. But everything will be, you know, I personally think that San Antonio is going to win again because the brother Leonard is off the chain, and he's the one that won that whole series for San Antonio. And I think that LeBron is looking for Leonard because Leonard beat him in the championship. It wasn't San Antonio's first. It was Leonard.
Well, Papa, let me ask you this. Do you think it's about money, or you think he really wants to go back and win the championship?
No, because, you know, at LeBron's level of money, it's all the same. It's like saying...
You sure? I don't know.
You know, money, he has endorsements and everything else. So it's not about... Sure, the money is fine for him, but he's already has it. His payment of gold is already laid out. He's just putting in the grout at this point.
Okay.
So it's not like he's worried about that situation. He made some good points how he's going to come back to Cleveland and try to fulfill the situation that he was doing when it comes to youth and building and all that jazz, which is good. So maybe he's fulfilled his finale when it comes to winning his championship. He won two championships in a row, and now the brother has a ring to counter his talent and to counter everything that he's you know, the things he's blessed with. You know, once you, if you're blessed with a voice and you win a couple Grammys, you can find some contentment with that.
That's
because
true.
You know the blessing that God has given you has been, you know, saluted with an award of a high caliber. Now you can relax a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with
so
that.
So maybe he's probably going back just to go back home and to and to build something.
But
being around that water in Miami, I don't think he was ever comfortable. Hell, I'm not comfortable when I'm in Florida.
I think he went because of money. For that retrospect, and then those three guys that are there, they really made a team, and they really brought a championship to Florida. I mean, they got two rings, so I guess he, like you said, he's content. He's done what he wanted
to do.
He's
done his thing.
Right.
And now he's going to make the owner a billionaire. I know that.
Ooh.
The gentleman, what's his name? I think his name is Dan Gilbert.
I can't even
tell. The owner of Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's happy as a pig in a slop right now. You might as well lay him on a barbecue pit and stick a damn apple in his mouth. He is so damn happy.
Look, if he can sell a billionaire, and you can tell me how many zeros in billionaire, call us on 914-803-4306.
Yes.
Let us know how you spell billion and how many zeros. 914-803-4306. Wow, that was serious popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's going on right now. That's what's popping for real.
Yeah, so we're going to come back with some weird news and trip you guys out on the weird news.
Yeah, we're going to go with some weird news. Give us a call, 914.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
All right. We're back. This is Kettle with the yellow top, baby. A couple of weird things going on in the news. A lady by the name of Dorothy Hunter, she embarked on a bizarre diet June 19 while stocking shelves at her business, Paul's Natural Pet Emporium. She said, "I didn't have time to go get a snack, so I grabbed a bag of treats off the counter."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, you know, these read better than normal people treats.
Wait a minute, these were pet treats?
Yeah, what the hell is people treats? I'm curious, yeah.
I think that's like potato chips, popcorn, candy bars.
I guess. She said she's up even doing canned cat food.
All righty then.
She said, but you don't do the raw bones or meat products. Huh? Yeah.
So no Mighty Dog.
There you go. But check this out. This is the crazy part. Hunter has lost at least 2 pounds eating pet food. And she gained a dining partner, one of the employees, feeding off the cat food. And then she gave it to a kid.
You know what? The authorities.
Watch out now. Person.
Whiskers?
I'm
a cat man, so I
what about that little Caesar in the can? No, that's a meat product. I guess she doesn't want that.
No, she don't want that. She's been eating the treats.
Yeah,
she's just
good.
Crunching on
those
milk bones and stuff like that.
I'm not even going to mess with you, Papa.
Hey.
Bartender, cut him off, please.
Ain't nothing wrong with a bone.
Look, little cat treats come in a small bag, and they're, you know, the cat.
All the little multicolored ones in a different shape.
All look like the little fishes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Did you hear about this lady that calls herself the Happy Reaper?
Shut up.
This lady named Molly Gates is selling celebrity souls on her Etsy website. She calls herself the Happy Reaper, and she got the idea of bottling celebrity souls into mason jars and made it a legitimate business. So what she does is she sells the souls of people like Jennifer Lawrence, Ryan Gosling, Matthew McConaughey, and Drake on her website, which is called Souls Are Us.
Wow.
And she also takes requests. And she said, but they have to be within reason. Yeah, she did say that she tried to get Kanye West sold, but it didn't work out. So I don't know what that was about. Yeah, she sold these souls in a mason jar for $15 plus $5 for shipping.
Shut up.
And she said that she will do them custom order and all that. You can ask her for a friend, a nemesis, a neighbor, whatever it is. Now, I don't understand how she's doing all this, but she did say she had Justin Bieber sold. And she said she let it go for $7.62 because she wanted it out of her house.
Ooh, watch out now. Watch out now. I know why Kanye didn't tell because people think he the devil any day.
I guess that's why she couldn't read his soul.
See what I'm saying?
I guess you can't get the soul of the devil in the nation,
bro.
No.
Whatever. Ain't happening. He probably broke the jaw. Now, here's my question. Who's crazy, her or the people buying these souls online? What you think, Papa?
I think that they're all crazy. Everybody.
Watch out, man.
Okay.
But check this out. I have one more for you. High Life Diners Enjoy Meal at 160 feet above Shanghai. These are some crazy mofos here.
Mm.
I can't even say what I really want to say because this is some crazy sugar honey iced tea. Diners enjoy a meal in a skybox suspended from a crane in Shanghai.
Mm.
Dinner in the sky. Patrons pay from $300 to well over $1,000 to eat.
Spend it in there.
Yeah, 160 feet above the ground.
Mm.
And look, all I see is in this picture right here, they eat some daggone rice.
Yeah.
And some daggone sushi.
No.
That sounds really, really stupid.
It does. But the thing is, it looks like a ride. They got some harnesses on. Even the bartender or whoever, the waiter. But you can't go to the damn bathroom.
Yeah, so I guess you better go before they put your butt up in the
air.
You
know what I'm saying? Go ahead and try to go to the bathroom. Your ass will be falling 160 feet.
And I guess if you don't tip right, they're going to keep you up there.
Whoop, dead end. I like that. I like that. Look, give us a call back if you want to talk to us, 914-803-4306. We got some hot topics, weird news, some crazy, you know what, sugar honey iced tea, apajamaparty.com. We're at the W Hotel in... the day site area, we done renamed the PLV lounge to COW.
Lounge at the B Club,
but
B Hotel.
We'll be back in the short show. Papa D making cocktails. So
yeah, I'm going to be.
So we'll be back in the short show. We got some Jose Cuervos, okay.
What do you call that drink? A panty dropper?
Panty dropper. Watch
out.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you, so pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
All right, we're back with red wine. Come on, red wine.
Okay, I'm just saying, I got a real problem with cops and unmarked sports cars. What is that about? I mean, it's bad enough that they were in unmarked sedans and cars that we could at least recognize when we would see them. You know, we would see them right, even not even black and white. But you know how they used to be in unmarked cars.
Yeah.
And when you see them, you know that's a cop in an unmarked car.
Right.
But lately, I've been seeing cops in daggone Dodge Chargers.
Dodge Chargers.
And what's the other one? Camaros and stuff like that.
Mustang.
What the freak?
Yeah.
I have a serious problem with this. And it seems like that is so unfair. And it's just downright not right. They're
That's
wrong
right.
for that.
I agree.
I'm just saying.
Me and Red Wine got
we
pulled
gonna
over.
Tolerate this
Uh-oh.
We got pulled over coming from New Orleans.
We sure did.
Ooh.
And he was in what? An
unmarked
Dodge Charger.
Dodge Charger, tinted windows. He's like a gangster.
Tinted windows. Look like a daggone thug going to pull us over with the blue lights going.
Was he a good cop or bad cop?
He was a bad cop.
He tried to act like he was good, and he told me I was driving. 97 miles an hour.
Oh, come on.
I
come
said
on.
That,
no,
first
nobody
of all,
doing 97.
I said, that's a bunch of bullshit.
I know that's right.
I said,
I was
brother,
dying.
I ain't never drove a car 97.
If we hadn't
wow.
been out of state, I would have gone off.
But, you know,
that's
like I
was.
Said,
that's
being I was,
was
below the Mason-Dixie line with brown skin,
I know that's
I said,
right.
you know what,
dealing with the great people, what you going to do? I'm just saying, they need
right.
to be in marked cars, or they need to be in the regular cars that we can recognize. How you going to be rolling around in a Dodge Charger
that's
or a Camaro?
Tinted windows.
Something
I
can move
selling
as fast
weed.
As I can move. I don't like that. I got a problem with it. I'm just saying. It ain't right, and I got a problem with it, and they need to stop.
Okay.
I know that's
right.
right.
I'm
right.
just saying.
She's just saying.
You know, we were, while we were sitting here, I was making some drinks. got this nice mixture I brought from the, one of these stores. You put the stuff in, you hit the button, and stuff spins around. I was making the red wine. What do we call this drink?
We call this drink a tequila panty dropper.
A tequila panty dropper.
We gotta get
and
that
I
name
think
from.
The name
okay.
speaks for itself. So I'm
well,
gonna let that
anyway.
Let that marinate.
Well, if you got a pencil and paper there, I
well,
want you
to
write
website.
Down the
it's
ingredients.
On the
it's on the website.
Click
but,
on cocktail
but,
of the week. It's on there.
The ingredients in it is two parts of Cuervo, regular gold Cuervo, simple drink. All right, two parts mean two shot glasses. And we're going to do the living for the city segment. I'm going to break it down to the basic aspect of things. So two parts of our Cuervo Gold tequila. One part of triple sec. Now, this is all that you don't mix with anything because you're going to be shaking this up. So two parts of Cuervo Gold
shaking that stuff.
Means two shot glasses. One part of triple sec. Three parts of a margarita mixer, you know, your lemon-lime mixer, whatever. Three parts mean three shot glasses. And top it off with one part of Cavassier Rosé.
Wow.
Go in your liquor store. Go in the liquor store and get a bottle called Cavassier Rosé. Nice-looking bottle.
Frosty.
Got a long neck like a turtle and a fat bottom like a nice booty. It's called Cavassier Rosé.
So you want a turtleneck bottle booty.
And you
bottle.
Shake that up
yeah.
and you put the glass, and you
yeah.
put the ice in the other glass, but you shake that up and you pour it on top of some ice.
Shake it up.
And it's called a tequila panty dropper. And let me tell you, you can just pour it, just let it happen. You ain't got to do nothing. Don't even say nothing stupid. Just let her drink it. Don't talk. If you talk, you're going to miss it eat. Okay. Anyway,
woo-hoo!
Let's call it tequila panty dropper. And like I said, it's on the website.
It's on the website.
apajamaparty.com on
the
cocktail of the week.
apajamaparty.com.
And I'm making it right now for the crew. So we start talking a little slur.
if we start talking a little slur
toward the end of the... It's Friday night, by the way, okay?
Who's
so,
saying he's going to on the floor?
Okay. You play too
See,
much.
Anyway.
Play too much.
Right.
But we're gonna,
anyway.
We're going to come back with the Hollywood wrap-up. I'm Kettle. We're going to wrap it on up with the Hollywood thing.
Right.
And then we're going
to
talk about the Kisser List for a second.
And
Papa Didi going to introduce the
Living
for the City
for
a minute.
City segment.
So.
All right. So
this is the Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello. You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner. But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the Pajama Party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
Hey, hey, hey. We're back and just Kettle with the Hollywood Wrap-Up. As you guys know, we got the Emmys coming up. It's in L.A. Emmy Awards are given for broadcast achievements, produced, financed, and controlled by LA television stations or cable television systems.
Yeah.
The 66th Los Angeles Area Emmy Awards presentation is going to be held at the Leonard Goldstone Theater on Saturday, July 26th, 2014. That's 2 days before my B-Day. Watch out now. But we got nominees such as Kerry Washington, in Scandal. We got Don Cheadle. Robin Wright in House of Cards.
Everything else was gray as hell, honey. Anyway.
In Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. I don't know if you guys checked that out. We got Julian Margulis in Good Wife. Matthew Conaughey in The True Detective. Woody Harrelson, he's pretty good in True Detective also. Lena Headey and Bryan Cranston in Games of Thrones. And also The Breaking Bad. I think it's off the air, but I think you can check it out on Netflix.
That was a term they stole from black folks. Breaking Bad. Black folks were saying Breaking Bad for years.
Watch out, Papa.
I'm going to break bad on that joke. That's a term they stole from black folks.
That's a whole nother
whole
show.
You need to pay attention to real life. I'm not trying to, I just pay attention. Anyway, Breaking Bad was blown up.
I heard that.
Hollywood. What happened? Were we sleeping? They still while we were sleeping or something?
I may might have.
Anyway.
But these are some of the nominees of TV series or flash movies. Check this out. A true detective is needed to find the good wife of a Breaking Bad congressman. He will attend the Game of Thrones near a town called Downtown Abbey, located across the street from the House of Cards, where all the scandal happened.
All right.
Watch out now. True Detective, The Good Wife, Breaking Bad, The Games of the Thrones, Downtown Abbey, House of Cards, and Scandal. Those are just some of the TV/movies that are out there in the Emmys. Woo! All right, Papa, no more. Emmys nomination. It's 138 nominees in 40 categories. And don't forget, that's the 66th Emmy Award Show.
So out of all those nominees, how many of those are African American?
Watch out now.
Two.
It takes two.
Out of 138.
It takes two. Make things go right.
And this is why the Emmy nominating committee is on the kissing
list.
That's
right.
We need to
get our own awards. And we need to call it Roscoe.
I know that's why.
Rufus Award. Tyrone Award.
All right.
I'm just saying, we got to stop piggybacking.
I know that's right.
I'm just saying. Well, we need to move on. We've only got a few minutes left in our show. We'll move on to next. We've got so much information.
Yeah, we'll run down the kissing list right quick.
Let's talk about Living for the City for a minute.
Go ahead, Papa.
Next week, we're going to introduce something called Living for the City. Means if you know somebody that's strictly living for the city, that's just every day doing the same old shit, doing nothing new, ain't got nothing new going on, ain't doing nothing different, doing the same old, did I say shit? I'm going to say it again. Doing the same old shit. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Ain't progressing. Ain't just regressing.
Give us some examples, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I got one for you. Would this include those guys I see always hanging out in front of the liquor store?
Same old guys.
They get up in the
same
morning,
old thing.
Get dressed.
Same old
go
place.
Hang out. You all
right?
Right?
Ain't not gonna say. It could be anybody. Anything,
all
anybody.
I don't understand why
anybody.
Today, but
you call in. If you know somebody that's living for the damn city, doing the same old thing, ain't making no progress with anything. You know, life is all about chances, and it's all about new beginnings, new ventures, all that jazz. If you see somebody that's just, as long as they can sponge off of you and they can live off of the lap of the lamb or the system or the welfare check or the whatever the hell that's got them doing stagnant shit, call in and talk about it. You ain't got to say no name.
What's the number, Papa?
The number is 914-803-4306. It's going to be called Living for the city. Meaning all you're doing is what's going to get your ass by.
I know that's right.
Okay. Anyway. So we're
going to
go to, we ain't got a little time here.
I'm going to go down
to Kissing List, Papa. Kissing List, right. Who are we telling to kiss?
We got Jennifer wants all the lying and shady people to kiss it. All right. Jennifer.
Woo!
All right, crew.
Let's talk about
kissy, 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 kissy.
John Boehner. Boehner.
Oh, John Boehner.
Wanting to sue the president. You know, everybody can talk about a job that they don't have. You know, you can always criticize Monday morning quarterback, a job that your ass don't have.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who's doing something that you ain't responsible for doing.
We got a few more. Shut your damn mouth
because Congress ain't done shit
John Boehner wants to sue the president.
Is that crazy? Go to work.
Kiss it, John.
We got Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin goes without saying. I can see Russia from my house.
She's trying to impeach the president.
Yeah, she wants to impeach President Obama. Sarah Palin, kiss it.
Yeah.
Also, what I was talking about earlier, where Papa was saying that only two African-Americans in the nominating committee.
Kiss it.
Nominating a few African-Americans.
Yeah, two. Okay. And they made sure they got Don Cheadle. They made sure to get a dark brown-skinned black man, because when they first put the first six people up on the screen, it was like 18 people before they put anybody black. I was like, give me a break with all the damn people coming over the border.
Exactly.
With all these brown people jumping the border, and y'all can't find no black folks and no Mexicans, no little Spanish.
We got
Please.
A few more people. Yep. Let's get them in for
get
we can
get
out
in. Get them in.
Tommy wants to add at what? CAVSDAN and at King James at Reverend
King
Jackson.
King James is LeBron James.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
For not getting over it already.
Yep, and Reverend Jesse Jackson, he said he wants all of them to kiss it. They need to get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
Get over it, guys.
I know that's right. An entire Tea Party for just being the Tea Party.
Yep.
Oh,
kiss it.
Lord.
Kiss it, kiss it, kiss it.
And also for irking us with that We Buy Any Car commercial.
Oh,
the front
God.
Man in the ad is now on the
Kiss it. We buy any car. Please. You can call and tell them you got a 2007. They'll give you $100 for it.
Yes.
Oh, my
that
God.
That commercial's a damn ripoff. And the other one, Express Home Buying.
Oh my God.
We'll rip you off in seven days. How about that? The hell with them jokers, too. Anyway. But look, we're going
to
be signing off here. I'm Papa DD. I'm here with Kettle.
Okay. We're going to get into the last word. What's your last word, Papa?
My last word is LeBron. I hope that you got that owner in perspective in Cleveland, because he said a lot of foul stuff about you, brother. And I hope you went back with your ass being in charge of hiring and firing players and came there with some authority. Stop being a bridesmaid and be a damn bride, brother. Go in there and stand strong.
I know, that's right. What's your last word?
My last word is these cops need to stop riding around in unmarked sports cars. Joan Rivers needs to go somewhere, sit down, and shut up.
That's right.
Stop saying such racially charged things that are inappropriate.
Well, he's racist from the door. Anyway.
He really is. And I think that's all I got for the last word.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
What I got, I mean, on the positive note, because everybody is on the negative note tonight, I just want to give a shout out to my sis, Speedy Recovery, and I love you.
Yes.
All right.
We love you, sis.
All right, we're going to say goodnight, goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
At PajamaPari.com, 914-803-4306. We're here every Friday night between 9 and 10, sometimes 10:30, sometime between 9 and 11. But, hell, we're here at 9 o'clock. All right?
Cut off, Papa.
I'm cut off.
No more drinks for Papa.
Cut off.
And check out the website.
apajamaparty.com. And we want some live callers.
Call
we want folks to interact with us.
Right.
914-803-4306. We tired
Don't
of talking. We tired of beating ourselves up. So give us a call and check out the website, apajamaparty.com. And don't forget, no pajamas allowed.
You mean no clothes allowed?
Oh, my bad. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, okay. We'll see you all next Friday.
9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Bye.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Gabi Ko. Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Put on a party. Party cool.